World Tomorrow. Herbert W. Armstrong brings you the plain truth about today's world news and the prophecies of the world tomorrow.
Well, greetings, friends. This is Herbert W. Armstrong with the good news of the world tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of bad news first. We're having it now, but there is good news on beyond. Do you know, my friends, that you can know absolutely what is going to happen 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now? There are more Bibles sold than any other book, of course. It's the world's biggest seller, and most people seem not to realize that one-third of the Bible is devoted to prophecy telling you what's going to happen in our time. We're living in the most momentous times of this earth's history. There has never been a time like it. We don't realize the times we're living in. Look at the inventions we have. Look at the luxuries. Look at the things we have today. They didn't have them 50 years ago. Well, we had a few of them 50 years ago, but not anything like we have now. You go back about 100 years, 150 years ago, and they didn't have scarcely any of the things that form the big part of the interest of our lives today. The conveniences, the rapid transportation, the means of communication, the things that we have, radio and television, flying in the air, automobiles. Oh, they just didn't have anything of the kind. But that isn't all. World conditions are altogether different. We're also in the time, my friends, of the overthrow of nations. We're in a time when kings have gone out of date. And I wonder if you realize that practically every major nation in all the world, except the British and the United States, and a very few of the democracies of Northwestern Europe, have been overthrown in revolution since 1914. I wonder if you realize how many, Spain and Italy and France even, Germany and Russia and China and India, and just go around the world at the big nations where the majority of the earth's population is except for our people. Look at the ex-kings and the ex-princes and princesses all over the world today, many of them in exile, many of them in hiding. We're in a time of world revolution. We're in the time when man's inhumanity to man is reaching its final supreme climax. And we're in a time when prophecy says the United States is heading into its greatest time of trouble that ever visited any nation. And yet on beyond that is going to come the best news that ever could happen to us and to the world. We are the only nation on earth that have the luxuries and the many conveniences, the things that we have here. I suppose that practically every one of you listening to me have electric refrigerators or gas refrigerators in your home. These mechanical refrigerators, at least, you have refrigeration. You know, you find in homes in France, they put the milk on the shady side of the house in the morning, and then along in the afternoon, when the sun gets around on that side, they have to take it and put it on a windowsill just outside the window on the other side of the house, hoping they can keep the milk cool. Now, that's just one example. They don't have the electric gadgets that you have. We've been blessed with things, and there's a reason. And now we're going to lose them. We haven't much longer to go. Do you know that the one great neglected portion of your Bible is that one-third that tells what is the meaning of world news that you're reading today? For one thing, you scarcely can ever pick up a newspaper anymore without finding headlines on the front page about the weather. Weather headlines. First we have drought, then we have hurricanes, then we have floods, and then come dust storms, then more floods, and then more drought. Yes, the United States Weather Bureau experts tell us that we're in for some bad weather ahead. That one-third of your Bible, my friends, that neglected third. Oh, there's a lot about it. The prophet Joel said a lot about that weather. Ezekiel wrote a lot about it. Jeremiah wrote some about it. Do you know what it is? No, you're too interested in just trying to enjoy the moment. Like a lot of ostriches with our heads in the sand, not knowing what's going to come. Listen, my friends, some terrifying times are coming, but you can have protection through every bit of it. And after that, good news is coming. We have lessons to learn. We're going to learn them fast. And once we get them learned, once we have come to the end of our rope where we'll call on the God of our nation, instead of neglecting him and actually damning his name as we do now, then, my friends, we're going to be saved out of all of it. And then we're going to have a prosperity such as we don't even dream of now. But we'll know how to use it and not abuse it like we're doing now. Now let's begin at the 30th chapter of Jeremiah, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Eternal. Jeremiah merely wrote it. This is the word of God, my friends, and God in His high heaven is ruling this universe. He controls the weather. He sends the rain on the just and the unjust alike. He says that He withholds the rain and sends us drought to punish us at times for our own good. Of course, I know we're in a time of wacky psychology, crackpot psychology today, that, of course, a lot of misguided, misinformed people on this earth look upon as intellectual and all that sort of thing. We get a lot of misknowledge. We get a lot of error, and in our human imagination and vanity, we suppose that we are quite intellectual. We set up human standards on this earth that are absolutely false. It's about time we try to recapture the true values and find out what is truth and sift the error out from it. Well, this is the word of God, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Eternal. Thus says the Eternal, the God of Israel. Or do we want to listen to what God says? We've gotten so far away from Him, we don't even seem to believe He exists anymore. But you're going to have to see the hand of God, and you better know that it's there, my friend, because only the hand of God can save America in the next 15 or 20 years. We're riding to the biggest fall that ever happened to any nation. We don't realize it. We go on so serenely day after day in our hell-bent course, morals more and more lax, letting the bars